Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Tuesday, November 12th, 2019, or as I like to call it, post-Disney Plus launch day. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have two awesome panelists. I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on. Also with me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Glad you're here. John and I are going to mix it up later, so stay tuned for that. Spoiler alert. First, I want to start, Andrew, with an interesting bit of news out of Seattle about California.
Yeah, so last year, California introduced something called the California Consumer Privacy Act. Mm-hmm. This is an attempt to do something like GDPR for the United States. Under the CCPA, companies have to be transparent about what data they collect and use from their users. And they also have to give people an option to stop them from collecting their data and selling it. Mm-hmm. So Microsoft did something interesting. So, you know, this only applies to people in California, not the rest of the United States, because, you know, it's just a state law.
Right.
But Microsoft did something very interesting. They say they will voluntarily apply those privacy rules to the rest of their customers in the U.S.
That's great, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's very much a consumer-focused law for people who haven't spent a bunch of time reading it. It's a lot of stuff to do with how your data is collected and what's done with it and what happens to it. Like, if you know, when you delete accounts and things like that, what happens with your information and how it's protected, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, when the CCPA was passed, these companies were afraid that it would lead to what they call a patchwork of state laws. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a fair point because it's easier for companies to follow one federal law than 50 state ones.
Right.
Unless you're Microsoft, where you can just voluntarily apply it to the entire country.
Right. And
so I think that's kind of an argument against that argument.
It is, because they could decide to just do better by consumers, I don't know if everybody has the latitude to do that, but to be completely honest, but definitely if you are a person who has ever, I know people who their day job is accounting work, and keeping track of how taxes work in 50 different states on top of, oh, and each county has its own thing, or each city has its own thing on top of that. Now think about trying to abide by privacy laws that way and not just make sure that, like, taxes are up to date in all of those locations where you do business, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that gets super complicated in a hurry. So I really like the idea that Microsoft just came out. Yes, I said Microsoft and like in the same sentence. they decided this is what they're going to do, and this is how they're going to roll, and I think that's pretty great. Now, John, you and I talk about privacy and stuff once in a while, and like what companies are doing with your information. Do you think this is a smart move on Microsoft's part?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, there was a time recently before Satya Nadella when Microsoft would make just any old announcement and our hearts would sink or we'd start laughing, one or the other. Mm-hmm. And ever since Mr. Nadella took over as CEO, everything Microsoft generally does makes you kind of smile. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed seeing the evolution from the previous two guys. Like, it's been kind of interesting to see how Microsoft itself has changed over these last couple of years, and you know, like you said, like, I'm interested in what Microsoft is announcing. If I hear they're having an event or something like that, I always want to know what came out of it and how that happened. Like, I care a little less about Google, when other companies come out with stuff, it's not always interesting. And, you know, like you said, the Microsoft ones sometimes were just, you know, it was really easy to openly mock them, but they've gotten better over time and paid a little more attention, And
Microsoft's a big,
like,
successful company. They don't need to depend on a scurrilous business model to make money. They make money in more honorable, fun ways. And any company that thinks that the only way they can do business is by scurrilously and secretly stealing people's information and selling it, it's a sign that the company is not on a firm foundation for delivering great products.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also it's a little bit telling if that is your business model, right? Like, the point of what we do is to mine customer data, you know, so that we can sell it to other people for more money. Like,
I think if the federal government had put a stop to this years ago, I think what happened was is that because the federal government didn't act, startup companies would say, hey, given the structure and the laws of the internet, here's an easy way to make money. Let's go do it.
And now
we
have Google.
The door sort of open, and I think the door needs to be shut. And the CCPA is a great start.
Yeah. And the thing that I particularly like about CCPA is that the point of it is not necessarily to ratchet any practice down so much as it is to make it abundantly clear to people who could potentially be users of that service what's happening with their data, you know, who's collecting it, what it's for, and for there to be consequences if that data is mishandled. It's not necessarily about making sure that nobody ever collects any data or anything like that. It's more about if you choose to use this service, here's what you need to know about what they're doing with your information. And that's the thing that I think is interesting to watch companies sort of rebel against. You know, and like you were talking about, Andrew, with the patchwork of laws, like just volunteering to follow follow that law across the U.S. seems like a pretty good idea. And it seems like it. Yeah. I'm very interested to hear about this in a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, maybe 6 months, what the actual implementation looks like. And if Microsoft comes out and says, yeah, we meant to, and we just can't cut it. Or if it turns out to be like, yeah, guess what? It was a piece of cake, and we didn't have to hire any extra people to do it. Everything's fine. You know, it turned out to be really boring, and now we're totally compliant with it everywhere. You know, like, I want to know how, you know, in a little while, once they've actually figured out how to make this work, I'm very much want to know what that process looked like, because I want to know if it was very easy. And if it's easy, there's nothing to prevent other companies in the Bay Area who are going to have to abide by this law. I feel like there's at least one. I can't think of the name of it right now. There's some company in the Bay Area in California. I feel like it should be pretty easy for other companies in the Bay Area to follow this law. So I'm interested to see that. If you have opinions about this, if you think this is a crazy headline grab by Microsoft, or if you think they're really onto something, let us know. You can email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can talk to us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or you can leave comments for us in the show notes. Now, the other thing we want to talk about today, this is where John and I are going to mix it up, is the approach to streaming service, the approach to offering streaming content to users. This came out because I mentioned that I had two ideas for topics for the show today. My first idea was the first time I sat down and watched the first episode of The Mandalorian, and my second topic was the second time I sit down and watch that episode of The Mandalorian, because Disney Plus went live last night, and I have now watched The Mandalorian's first episode twice, and I really like it, and I know what the thing is that they were keeping from reviewers, and it wasn't that the show is really clunky, so that's a thing, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but yes, Disney Plus is now live, and part of what Disney Plus did was basically make their debut with one new piece of content, which is The Mandalorian. There's one episode now, and the next episode will be available on Friday. They are rolling those out over time, the way Apple is doing with TV Plus episodes. You get a couple right away, and then the rest are going to get doled out over time. And I am super excited about Disney Plus for that reason, because Disney Plus has all the stuff that I liked to watch growing up. It's like comfort food in TV form, and I'm really excited to have it. Now, John is really excited about TV Plus because it's new things.
Right.
And
I started asking myself a question, how big a hurry am I to subscribe to Disney Plus now that I am totally immersed in some really high quality Apple TV Plus content? And the answer was, Disney Plus can wait. All of a sudden, I have to pay money. I've got so much to watch on Amazon Prime and Netflix, and now Apple TV Plus.
I want all of you to know that when John says Apple TV Plus, when John says Apple TV Plus, what he means is Dickinson. I just want to make sure everybody's clear on that.
I've watched all 10 glorious episodes. It's amazing. Watch Dickinson. It's incredible. It's sweet. It's tragic. It's dark. It's erotic. It's great storytelling. Of course, it's all fiction. But it's a good TV show. I'm impressed with the quality and the effort and the photography and the writing and the on-screen graphics effects. Mm-hmm. And the glorious horses of the Angel of Death, and it's just an amazing TV show. Now that I finished it, I think I'm going to move on to For All Mankind and watch a few episodes of The Morning Show so I can have a disagreement with Charlotte.
I really like that you're going into that knowing that you're going to disagree with Charlotte. And just as a spoiler alert for everybody playing along at home, when he says so that he can disagree with Charlotte, what he means is here on Daily Observations, I'm going to have the two of them on, and I'm just basically probably going to end up going, so The Morning Show, and then I'm going to go have breakfast, and the two of them are going to duke it out for 20 minutes, and I'll come back and be like, that was fantastic. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow. I'll be excellent to each other.
But the big point, Kelly, is that Apple TV Plus came out first. Mm-hmm. It came out with all original content. Mm-hmm. Disney comes along later, which is kind of a bit of a disadvantage because you have to pay. And it's a lot of content that you already have seen and familiar with. And while you may be, in my mind, there may be many shows that you would like to watch again, one has to decide how short life is and decide whether one's going to move on to new, fun, exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. Or whether one's going to live in the past a little bit with Disney.
Well,
I
hadn't
thought about that before when I was analyzing the two.
Well, there's two things. There's two huge differences here. And the first is, like I said, Disney Plus debuted with one new thing, which is The Mandalorian. And the second is that there's no gimme for Disney Plus. You can sign up ahead of time. I don't remember what they called it, but you could sign up ahead of time. And if you paid for 3 years, you got any like half price basically. So you're getting for $3 a month instead of $7. There is a free trial, but there's no free year like you're getting with TV Plus if you buy some hardware from Apple. And so there's that first thing. And then, like you said, TV Plus was first, which is another thing that needs to be considered. And, you know, there's no way to get the Disney stuff for free. You can get it for less money, but you can't get it for no money. There's no option for, you know, where they're giving it away, basically. Like you can get, I think if you have Verizon service, you can get a year, but that's going to be it. And you're already paying for Verizon service. So, like, that's not necessarily a freebie.
That's why it was so darn smart for Apple to offer Apple TV Plus free for anybody who bought a qualified Apple device after September 10th. Mm-hmm. That's just so darn smart. I mean, it encouraged hardware sales. Mm-hmm. It got people to look at something that was unknown and untested and appreciate the quality, talk to friends about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm very... So, Andrew, I don't know if you are set up with either one. I know you haven't bought a new phone. So, are you set up with TV Plus or Disney Plus? Or are you excited about either one? Or are you just, like, chilling over there with CBS All Access waiting for Picard to start? Which is also valid. By the way, I'm super excited about Picard.
Me too.
Yeah, I think for the most part, I'm just chilling over here with Netflix. But between those two, between Disney and Apple, you know, it's kind of a tough decision, I think, because, like you said, Kelly, Disney Plus has all of your childhood favorites. It does have some new stuff, but at the same time, that is the strength of that service. Mm-hmm. Whereas Apple TV Plus is good because you have all new services, but Apple doesn't have that strong back catalog of content.
Yeah.
So I think for many people, it might actually be kind of a tough choice.
Unless you're a parent, you have a five-year-old and a seven-year-old. And then you're going to be under incredible psychological pressure to sign up for Disney Plus. That's your kids going to spend all day watching it.
It's a pretty clear line to draw. Like, anybody shorter than me is Team Disney Plus. That's basically where we're at. because, like, I have a friend who said, I am happy to pay $7 a month for Disney Plus so that I don't have to go swap the Lion King DVD in and out of the DVD player. I wish I could remember what the second movie was. I think it was Frozen. She was like, I'm happy to pay $7 a month to not have to swap the Lion King DVD for the Frozen DVD in the DVD player. Now that it's all digital, they can watch either one as much as they want, the end. And I'm like, you know, it, like, when you put it that way, it makes me wonder why Disney didn't roll this out sooner, to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I feel like everybody who's been a parent since the VCR has a story about the thing the kid put in the VCR, whatever, you know, whatever the video playback device was. You know, someone put a sandwich in the VCR, somebody tried to put jam in the DVD player. You know, like, I feel like every parent I know has this story, right? So eliminating that seems like it would be super duper handy. Plus, you can have it on the phone, you know, or an iPad. Like, you can, you know, appease the kids in the car, at the store, whatever. That's a whole screen time overload conversation for another show. But the thing about this, you know, John and I were sort of hashing this out this morning and talking about how, you know, Andrew sort of boiled it down, which is, you know, John said, you know, how many people are excited about Disney Plus? And I raised my hand. I'm like, yes, because that's my childhood right there for $7 a month. All the Star Wars.
This is the beginning of subscription fatigue, because people who want Hulu have it. People who want Amazon Prime already have it. People mm-hmm. who want Netflix have had it for years. Mm-hmm. So Apple TV comes out for free. Now, all of a sudden, here comes Disney Plus kind of bringing up the rear. And it may be the first onset of subscription fatigue.
Well, here's the thing, though, is that this Well, it's possible. But this is one way, in my opinion, that both of these services are the same. They've both come out in the last couple of weeks. And everybody is at whatever number of subscriptions they had. A month ago, everybody had whatever number of subscriptions it was. That might be zero for streaming. Like, it might be zero. It might be, like, half, you know. I have Amazon Prime, but I never watch any of the video. I know it's a thing that I get with my service, but I don't really watch it. And then there are people who are cord cutters who are like, I have Hulu, or I have YouTube, or, you know, I'm signed up for something so that I can watch all the shows that I want to watch. And whatever that number is for anybody, like, now each of these services is gunning to be another service. Right.
So for NBC's Peacock.
Right. They're gonna, like, what are they gonna do? You know,
Johnny Come Lately.
Right. You know, and you know, there's only so much will and grace the world actually needs. Right. I don't feel like that's a controversial stance. And it's not like they're, you know, it's not like anybody's gonna is like really jonesing for Days of Our Lives reruns. Okay, so, like, I'm worried about the Peacock for the same reason, because everybody has N number of services, and both Apple and Disney are trying to be N plus one. And whether that means somebody like Andrew takes a good look at Netflix and goes, you know, like, everything's gonna leave Netflix that I was watching it for, because I was watching it for Disney movies, I might as well just sign up for Disney Plus and get all those movies and all the Marvel stuff and all the Star Wars too. Then, like, for some people, it's going to be easy.
Fleabag.
Well, that's on Prime. That's not Netflix.
Oh, okay.
So like, maybe some people are, it's going to be easy to ditch a service and add one of these other ones. But for some people, like, I'm happy with the mix that I have, and now I have to figure out if I want one of these other ones. Because if you didn't buy a phone lately, or you didn't buy an Apple TV recently or something, then if you're going to have to start by paying for Apple TV Plus, then, you know, on spec, that might be a little harder sell. In this particular instance, if you're going to end up having to pay for one of them, at least Disney Plus is a far better known quantity.
You know,
exactly what you're getting with it.
I wonder if it's so much money as it is the cultural and social effect. To be saying that you don't subscribe to Disney Plus now that it's out probably marks you as some sort of renegade, some maverick. You know, I think socially people want to go, oh yeah, it's cool. Disney Plus came out. I subscribed. I'm with the in crowd. It's Disney. Great name, great portfolio. You know, to resist it seems to be kind of contrarian in a,
like all the people that go around
way.
Proud of the fact that they don't have a TV and make sure everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of look at them with a saying, do I really want to get too close to this person? They don't have a TV. Yeah. So I think on that basis alone, I think Disney will do well. Disney Plus will do well.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Andrew, if you were going to sign up for one, what do you think you would pick?
Right now, probably TV Plus.
Okay.
It's kind of confusing, though, because I just opened up the app and started watching something. So I don't know, like, how long that free trial will be or where to sign up. But I guess I'll find out when I hit that roadblock.
Yeah, you'll know. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So if one of these is a clear winner for you, listeners, we definitely want to know about it. And I definitely want to find out what the thinking is behind that, or if you've gotten rid of something in favor of one of these other services. I definitely want to know about that, too. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and comments in the show notes. I think that's going to do it for us today. I want to thank both of you for being here. Andrew, thanks so much for being here with your All Access waiting on Picard.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And also with me today, John Dickinson Martellaro. Thank you for being here, John.
John Dickinson here. You stole it right away. You stole my line. You stole my line. John Dickinson signing off. Oh, Kelly, you're so good.
That's what happens, John. We've been doing this show together for a long time. I get you. I really do.
Yes, you do.
I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.